Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a presentation sponsored by St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. The St. Peter congregation is shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckard and affiliated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and, as such, is Christ-centered and service-oriented. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter Congregation, and on this third Sunday after Pentecost, we look forward to sharing Christ's holy word with you through scripture and song. The Old Testament reading for today presents the aftermath of the first sin, fear, shame, and assigning blame. But God, in his great mercy, had other plans for his fallen creation. He immediately gave the first promise of redemption to Adam and Eve, as well as a condemnation of the deceiver. We hear of the fulfillment of the promise in the hymn, In the Shattered Bliss of Eden.
A reading from the third chapter of Genesis. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, Where are you? And he said, I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. He said, Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat? The man said, The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit of the tree, and I ate. Then the Lord God said to the woman, What is this that you have done? The woman said, The serpent deceived me, and I ate. The Lord God said to the serpent, Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock, and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat, all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.
Thank you.
St. Paul tells the believers in Corinth of the fulfillment of the Creator's promise to Adam and Eve, eternal life to those who believe in the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Two stanzas of the hymn, Jesus Christ, My Sure Defense, sing of the words of St. Paul, in our return to dust, but being stirred from the grave by the trumpet's blast at the return of Christ to bring resurrection to life everlasting.
A reading from the 4th and 5th chapters of the 2nd letter of St. Paul to the church in Corinth. Since we have the same spirit of faith according to what has been written, I believed, and so I spoke. We also believe, and so we also speak, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence. For it is all for your sake, so that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So we do not lose heart. Though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. For we know that if the tent, which is our earthly home, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens.
The Gospel reading, a somewhat difficult passage to interpret, appears to present Jesus in a rather disorganized state of mind, with the leaders of the temple accusing him of using the power of Satan to perform some of the miracles that had been witnessed by many who followed him. He refutes their charges, showing how ridiculous it would be for him to be able to cast out Satan by the power of Satan. And in the hymn, Who Trusts in God a Strong Abode, we hear of those who are truly protected from Satan's power, those who, by the gift of faith, have become his brother and sister and mother.
A reading from the 3rd chapter of the Gospel according to St. Mark. Then Jesus went home, and the crowd gathered again, so that they could not even eat. And when his family heard it, they went out to seize him, for they were saying, He is out of his mind. And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem were saying, He is possessed by Beelzebul, and by the prince of demons he casts out the demons. And he called them to him and said to them in parables, How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but is coming to an end. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man. Then indeed he may plunder his house. Truly I say to you, all sins will be forgiven the children of man, and whatever blasphemies they utter, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin, for they had said, "He has an unclean spirit." And his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside they sent to him and called him. And a crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, "Your mother and your brothers are outside seeking you." And he answered them, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking about at those who sat around him, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother."
Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you, visiting with you, and worshiping with you. Our weekly worship service is Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, followed by Bible class and summer Sunday school activity time for all ages. Various small group Bible studies and other activities meet throughout the week. Always know that the sound, movement, and energy young children bring to the sanctuary is a blessing to us all and is welcomed. For more information, please call 574-896-2025. In God alone, we have sweet hope and sure salvation.